You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:08 in the morning, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Ed Alexander, Christopher DeSimone, and you. It's been a rocking and rolling show so far, but it's going to, as we like to say, this one goes to 11, as we say in Spinal Tap. Good morning to the great George Howard. George, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure it is to be here.
You know what I love about George Ed Alexander? He always is.
Everything.
Yeah, he always looks cool. He's always in that cool mode.
He is Mr. Cool.
I mean, this guy could be filling out his taxes and still looking semi-cool doing it, I think.
Well, I read Ed's book, How to Be Cool.
Yeah, right.
Real quick, before we get to one of our first honorees, which is Bob Zucker. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Give us, in a nutshell, George Howard, for anyone who just moved here from, you know, mostly everyone's coming from California, what is the Tucson Musicians Museum and Hall of Fame?
Well, the mission that we have is kind of threefold. We are for education for kids. We are preservation, where we have our museum with all the members and their bios, which is located at the Tucson Convention Center. And then we have a process of getting kids out there to work. So we're more than just a museum. We're more of a community function. And what we want to do is educate the local people about the opportunities that can help out the kids that we're trying to get prepared to be a professional musician.
All right. So basically it's the idea that we're honoring the people currently of the past, but at the same time, building a future for young musicians.
Yeah, these are the people that basically set the bar of excellence for the rest of us musicians to follow.
Awesome. All right, Bob Zucker, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good.
So, Bob, you are a guy who has basically interviewed and written about the music scene of Tucson for a decade or so more.
Several decades. Still doing it.
What was your first kind of jump into doing the journalism side of covering Tucson's music scene?
Well, I started out in journalism when I was a teenager, high school newspapers, but really
which high school newspaper?
California.
Okay.
Out in California, and then we moved back to Tucson and got involved with the Mountain Newsreel with Jonathan L. at the time.
Okay.
That was in the 1977 when I graduated from the U of A.
Okay.
And within that year, got a job working for the YWCA to establish a program for teenagers, and found some grant money to publish newspapers.
So, wow, there was grant money for newspapers even then.
Yeah, started up a journalism training program for youth. Over 1,000 youth have been through the program up through the 1990s, and been publishing newspapers each month that they produce about the middle of the about mid-80s, started the Entertainment Magazine, which was an offshoot of the teen newspaper.
Okay.
When the Mountain Newsreel closed down, we picked up the local music scene and started doing more interviews locally, a lot of musicians, and just followed them over the decades.
So for you, give me one or two of your top favorite, two or three favorite interviews that you've done.
I didn't do most of the interviews. I was the one who put together the newspaper.
Sure.
Most of the staff did it. George, you wrote for a little while for the paper.
Yeah,
a couple of columns and I think some photos as well.
Yeah, quite a few interviews.
Give me a favorite one.
It was pretty ironic when I interviewed George Howard.
Oh my God!
So George Howard was interviewing George Howard, the sax player. That was pretty cool.
Were there any tough questions actually asked?
Yeah, I just wonder, are we related? Can I have some of your money? I'm the broke George Howard.
What was neat was that Bob had all these high school kids, basically. I mean, he was like 2 years out of high school, and so was I. But right. He would have all these high school kids as the reporters. So they actually got to interview the big stars when they came to town, or maybe just on the phone, and be in the scene for all the local stuff, too. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So, Bob, as the mediums change, right, from print to digital, maybe a combination of both, what are some of the truisms in covering entertainment and music that still remain today as they did 30 years ago?
Well, still doing the same types of interviews like what we're doing now.
Right.
The difference is that it can be digital and it's international.
Right.
Whereas with newspapers, you're just kind of limited to wherever you can distribute.
So Tucson's music scene, of course, has taken a little bit of a hiatus lately because of what's going on the planet.
Yeah.
What do you see as the future of the Tucson music scene?
Well, digitally, things are seem to be picking up with the Tucson Musicians Museum approach this year. I think online concerts are going to be a trend for a while.
What's your who's other than George Howard? Who's your favorite local? Couple of your favorite local music acts?
Well, I really liked Sam and Bobby Taylor.
Okay.
They were a mainstay back in the late 80s, 90s.
And what kind of music did they do?
Blues.
Okay.
Blues, yeah.
Okay. And what's your favorite big act that ever came to Tucson that you got to see?
Rod Stewart, Jefferson Starship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So for you, why is it getting this honor of being inducted in the Hall of Fame? Why is it important for Bob Zucker?
Well, that's a great recognition for all the years of being able to cover local music and promoting local bands and watching them as they grow over the years. being able to be recognized for all of that is really great.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And it sounds like this is something that I'm so glad, George, also that you're covering not just the people who played the music and sang the music, but guys like Ed and Bob who were there, who were a tremendous support system for the music.
Well, I think, we cover all genres and all the people that bring the, great things that we have to in Tucson for us to either listen to music or performers. Out of the top 10 music cities in the United States, we're number 7. So that says a lot. And yeah. I think it's very unique. The musicians here are unique. One big family. You don't find a lot of camaraderie like you do in Tucson, other places. And so what we want to do is help each other out, basically, and inform the public about the opportunities that we can give our kids, because they're our future, for them to learn music and enjoy it, and learn it the right way.
All right, so you can watch the virtual induction ceremony this Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. It's at TucsonMusiciansMuseum.org. There'll be a button to donate because there's no admission fee for this, but to support the work that they do with youth and the young musicians in Tucson, there is a button to hit a donate to help support this.
Yeah, and we'll also have it on our Facebook page, and we'll be on YouTube as well.
Very cool. All right. Bob Zucker, congratulations.
Thank you.
And keep doing the good work. It sounds like you're still going, so keep doing it.
I still love it.
All right. Great meeting you today, and congratulations. When we come back, we're going to bring in Crystal Stark, making her return to Wake Up Tucson. And then after that, we interview a guy named Ed Alexander, who is a royal pain in my you-know-what. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Again, one of the best 1-2 punch birthdays we could ever have. It's Ray Charles and Bruce Springsteen on the same name. That's pretty good.
Rock on.
We're hanging out with the Tucson Musicians Museum and Hall of Fame. George Howard, who wanted to leave and go do stuff, Ed told him he had to stay and say something. So we'll see what happens with that. And then we have the great Crystal Stark is here. Crystal, look at you.
She always lights up the room, doesn't she?
Nice and early.
Is this too early for you?
You know, now that I'm used to getting up at like 10.
Great to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Last time we were talking about you, you were doing some of the shows up at Hacienda del Sol.
Mm.
And now that was a long time ago.
Yeah. It was a while ago. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
You've been teaching and now you started your own vocal school.
Yes.
CrescendoVocalSchool.com.
Yes. Exactly right.
Yeah, once in a while the old man gets it right.
Nice.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your music. There's some people who might not know who Crystal Stark is. Give us the musical journey of Crystal over the last. You're still a young lady, so but.
Oh, thank you. Need to come here every day. Well, started singing in church and in school, and went to U of A to study music education, and then tried out for American Idol, made it to the top 44 on the show, ended up touring with the runner-up, Catherine McPhee, on her promotional tour. And then from there, came back to Tucson and started doing a lot of performing locally. That turned into statewide, which turned into nationally. And now I'm going to New York often, Texas, California. I mean, when there was performing.
Correct.
I went to these places
it's
doing
It's coming back
tributes.
On November 4th. You'll be fine.
All right. We will see. But yeah, so that's kind of my journey. And then started teaching public school. Did that for 8 years. Band, choir, general music. And now started my own private online vocal school. And it's going super, super well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about the Tucson music scene overall and how it kind of compares to other music scenes that you've experienced and why is it kind of unique?
You know, going to other cities and performing with musicians, it's always nerve-wracking because you never know how they're going to be. Because in Tucson, like George was saying, there's a lot of camaraderie. Everybody knows everybody else, or at least you've heard of them. And there's a lot of support. And there's never any time that I come here and I'm performing that I feel like, oh, people are going to give me a hard time.
Right.
Versus you go somewhere else, you know, like LA or Nashville, and they're really, really hard on each other in the music community. And there's not that sense of camaraderie.
You mean Tucson is less backstabbing?
Yeah. It's nice that way.
George, is that true? Less backstabbing in Tucson?
A lot less backstabbing.
That's a good thing.
It is.
A kinder, gentler music scene.
Yes, that's the way it should be.
It should be.
Spreading the love.
So when you're going off to these other cities to perform, what kind of events are you doing?
Well, I did a month-long tour of China, actually. I think it was like 8 years ago.
Right.
That was with the University of Arizona. That was great. But mainly what I go do are tribute shows. So my main show is a tribute to Donna Summer.
Okay.
And I got to perform with the Tramps. And who else? Evelyn Champagne King, like all of these disco legends.
Oh, wow.
And then me. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? But I got hooked up with the New York Bee Gees and their Bee Gees tribute band. And they found me on the internet, thank goodness, for technology. They're like, hey, we need it on a summer. We'll fly you out. So they've flown me across the country to do shows with them. And then those disco promoters put me on shows with other people. So... And the disco greats, like hanging out together in the dressing room.
The New York Bee Gees. I just love that entire concept.
Yeah, they're really fantastic.
Now, do they have New York accents when they talk normally, and then they all of a sudden go into Bear Camp?
Yes, pretty much. That's exactly right.
They're like, hey, Crystal, you know, we're going to do nights on Broadway. You're going to follow up with on the radio.
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And then all of a sudden, falsetto. Yeah.
That's a sitcom moment right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Having Jimmy from Brooklyn go into Barry Gibb all in one moment. I keep thinking of the Jimmy Fallon, Barry Gibb talk show on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, pretty close. I mean, but they're great people, and like they have such a following, especially on the East Coast, that it's like they're big.
What's your favorite Donna Summer song to bet? The wail out? What do you like?
I really love singing our live version of MacArthur Park.
Okay.
That we do. It's got some extra lyrics. You know, the lyrics are already out there for that song.
Right, sure.
But, you know, how can you not love singing about the cake in the rain and your recipe? I mean, who has these lyrics and makes it into a hit song? Donna Summer does.
That's awesome. Well, you seem to have that great balance, right? You're raising kids,
mm-hmm.
right? You're doing your vocal school here.
Yes.
And then at the same time, you have that opportunity to go hang out with the Goombas from New York singing with the Bee Gees.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's a great time just being in New York, you know, a few times a year and doing that and hanging out and going everywhere, wherever anybody is like, hey, we need a Donna Summer. Great, I'll be there.
What is a Tucson act, a local Tucson act that you really like that's not George Howard? I got to keep saying that because he's here.
I know, because I do love
him. I love George Howard also, but that's not George Howard that people should pay attention to as performing gets back into.
My friend Catherine Burns and her fiance Ryan Alfred have a group called Sweet Ghosts.
Okay.
And they put out some music during quarantine that really was resonating with the community about what's going on, but they have just this unique sound, and they have toured, and I just love it.
How would you categorize possibly where they're, what genres are they going in and out over?
It's like folk, but kind of like, there's like pop, a little bit of jazz, but yeah, it's very kind of folk.
Eclectic, as we like
to
say.
Yeah, eclectic.
Awesome. All right, so crescendovocalschool.com if you would like to learn. This is all ages, kids, what?
Yeah, I start group lessons at age 7, private lessons age 8, and then all the way up, I have a lot of retired students that finally have time to sing. Ed's retiring.
That's true.
Yes.
You could come onto the program.
I would love to. Okay. If I can do something to help, that's the whole thing. If I can do something to help
No,
the
she
kids.
Wants to teach you how to sing at her thing, so you can finally take your Doors
See
tribute
that?
Group on the back on the road.
You can do Doors. I could do Donna.
Yeah.
And so, it would be fabulous.
Let's do it.
He used to front a Doors group in the 60s called The End.
Yep.
Yep. So we're going to bring The End back. It's going to be called, at your age, it's going to be very near the end.
Yeah.
So, all right, Crystal Stark.
Oh,
he can hit me later.
He does that.
Great seeing you as always.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your induction in the Tucson Musicians Hall of Fame.
Yay. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, it's Eddie Alexander up to the mic. I'm going to pound the crap out of him on this interview. So here's the Sweet Ghosts back to Tucson. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Hey now, Ed Alexander, Christy Simone, and you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, and we're having a special hour of Tucson Musicians Museum and Hall of Fame.
Good morning, Christy Simone.
Good morning to you, Ed Alexander.
Busy house. We got people all over the place, which is a good thing.
Now, what I want to do, let's see, we're going to take some phone calls, probably, 790-2040. George Howard, I want to ask you a quick question. Let's do a breakdown of some of these other musicians that are getting inducted during this evening. So tell me, give you a real quick, tell me about Francis Lala Covington.
Francis Covington is a gospel vocalist, and she was kind of like mentored by Stephen Wilhite, who unfortunately passed away last year. They've done a great job on supporting the Tucson Musicians Museum, along with Carl Hawkins. And her and her 12-piece choir backed our band up when we did the Martin Luther King birthday celebration at Leo Rich Theater last year.
Okay.
And also they did perform with us at our last induction ceremony.
Okay. Awesome. Tell me about Bruce Halper.
Bruce Halper's been around for a long time. He came from New York, a drummer, played with Reiner and San Rubies, a lot of the bands from the early 80s. And he's a great, talented guy and been around for a while. He's definitely paid his dues and has done a lot of work for the community.
Okay. Tell me about Catherine Zavala.
Catherine Zavala is, she's pretty incredible. I learned a lot more about her this last year, but her and Nancy McCallion, they were doing folk rock and roll, then they went to Irish music, so they were the Mollies.
Right.
And just fabulous. And what I enjoyed about them is that they are keeping that culture alive, and that's what's mainly super important to me is culture, cross cultures.
Sure.
So when we do teach our kids, they can learn different types of cultures of music, and then when they come to a point where they want to form their own voice, they've got international influence without having to go anywhere.
Well, it's easier to learn about culture sometimes through music and food than it is reading a textbook, as to say.
The experience is everything.
Correct. 790-2040 is the phone number. Tell me about why Ed Alexander.
Ed is, he's a staple here in Tucson. I when I was going to college, I was listening to him and some of his other cohorts I was hanging out with, being bad, but good, a good bad.
Weren't we all?
And he's just been a pro. I mean, he's been a pro from the start, also a good friend, and he's done a lot for the community, and I've always enjoyed Ed as not only a radio personality, but as a person.
Yeah, Ed Alexander to me is like what I've learned from doing 11 years of radio with him, right? Is no, his passion for this town is superhuman.
It is.
No matter how many times the city may kick him in the nuts sometimes, right? He loves everything about this town, including the music scene and the people who make it up. And he is, to me, he is one of the guys who lives and breathes Tucson.
Well, he's experienced it, too.
And right.
He's part of the trendsetters here in Tucson. I mean, disc jockeys that have followed him,
you know,
he pretty much set the path down. So we're really happy to have Ed because he is a main staple here in Tucson.
The other thing I love about him, he's a live to serve kind of guy.
Yeah.
There's not 1 ounce of ego on that guy.
Nope, not at all.
Because we know there's some DJs that we run in our lives that have the ego the size of the state of Rhode Island. That is not Ed.
No.
You know, the Ed that you see now is the Ed you saw 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And that, you know, that good human being who's very generous, who has passion for a lot of different things in this town, that's Eddie A.
Well, when you do good work and people appreciate it, you don't need an ego.
That's true. Ed, we love you.
I'm an old guy now, so, you know, long time around.
That'll be $5 you owe me, Ed.
You got it, man. You got it.
I love you, man.
Sorry, do I have to give you the trophy back now?
No.
Look, I got the star.
You get to keep it.
Let's take some phone calls. Let's start with Adriana on line two. Let's do it. Adriana, what's up?
Well, congratulations, Ed.
Thank you, dear.
I think it's so deserving of you receiving this special nomination and winning it. And I have to say, you know, when I used to drive my kids to school in the morning, you would play music that they actually, after a while, they started hearing it and even looking it up on their Spotify. So that's one thing that I love, that you actually let my kids listen to music that you put on that they got excited about.
You're talking about this show, right?
Your show, yes.
Yeah. Well, Chris has a lot to do with the music on the show, too.
Yeah.
So just so you know, yes.
Oh, yeah. So there's times that you put on something that was just yours. So that's what I'm talking about, the music there. And you are a kind person. You're a very giving person. And I know some of the things that you've been involved in, and you always give back. So congratulations, and very, very happy for you.
Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Have a good day.
And Sean, the man who did climb the World Trade Towers twice.
Twice on 9/11.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Thank you.
All right, Adriana, have a good day. 790-2040 is a phone number. Let's go to Doug Martin on line four. Doug, you're on with Chris George and the honoree, Ed Alexander.
Good morning and congratulations to Ed.
Thank you, sir.
And for those of us that know Ed, he's also a musician. Always a DJ. A lot of DJs are kind of frustrated musicians. I think Ed got his start doing an Italian polka band.
Well, you know.
So it was a very unique kind of a thing back here in Tucson. But
my mom liked that, so yeah.
Well, I know. I figured she would. But you also have the hands of a musician, those delicate hands, the hands of a surgeon. And when George mentioned Staple, I've seen Ed staple his hand, so I think this is really a great apple, though. I'm just excited for you, but I know that in your previous life as a musician, you were a singer.
Yes,
right, Ed?
Absolutely. Yes.
Did you play as well? Did you play
no,
guitar,
I never got to learn. back in the 60s when, you know, the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks and all that stuff broke out, everybody wanted to be in a band. So we all got in the band, and I got a guitar, but I could never learn a guitar. I could never, you know, we had a piano in the basement, but I couldn't play much, you know. My brothers did all the music, so I sang, and I sang in a bunch of young rock and roll bands and stuff like that. But I can't really play an instrument except tambourine and the kazoo, as Chris pointed out. Thank you.
But what about... Because the bands you were in, I know he mentioned, I heard George mention Sand Rubies. I've heard of that group. There were a lot of great bands back in the 80s and 90s.
Well, this was in the 60s. This was in the 60s. Oh, that's why.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. So this was like the Nightly Affair and a couple other things. We played at the JCC. We do the Battle of Bands. I remember we playing out at Old Tucson on the stages and stuff like that. We played all over town. School dances and special dances and stuff like that. And we had a hell of a band at that time. So, yeah, and I got to sing, and we played with all these good bands, the Dearly Beloved and all those people back then. It was in that era, in the late 60s, when there were places to play. You could go up and down Speedway. There was a nightclub you could play every night at a different place.
Sure.
It was great. And so that's what was fun about it, and we just rocked like I worked with a lot of good musicians, and that's what happened. Was all the guys in the band, they went off to be musicians. Louis Rodriguez, I don't know if you know, he was the band director at Tucson High School for many, many, many years. I mean, these guys learned their craft. These were professionals, and I was like, well, I can play the music on the radio, and that's right. How I played my music after all that. So, yeah.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to you, but there are a lot of musicians out there that end up elsewhere. I had lunch with Steve Holmes, the superintendent of Sunnyside,
yeah,
a couple months ago, and Steve was a musician, you know, and he played in the band with Larry Montoya, who you guys may, I think you know, Caps and More.
Yeah, and, okay.
Anyway, I think Steve was a drummer, you know, so, I mean, that was his aspiration to be a musician. He ended up being a school superintendent, so it all kind of goes a different way. But you know, is for the Tucson you know, Museum of Music or Musicians Museum, there is an opportunity for them to get Old Tucson right now, so they could get Old Tucson as a place to hang out, have their museum and have concerts and events, because it's now open.
Well, absolutely. George has got some money to take care of that. I know that. So,
well, yeah, thank you for that suggestion. We are housed at the Tucson Convention Center. Usually the two floors where the elevators and escalators
are. When you come down the escalator there. Yeah.
So we've got basically access to the whole convention center when we want to, whatever size we have. But our home is going to be the Leo Rich Theater.
Gotcha.
So, but that's a great suggestion and idea, maybe doing something outside of it.
Doug Martin, thanks for the nice call.
Thank you, sir.
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Bill number two before we go to break. Bill number two, you're on with Eddie A. What's up?
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is a real fun show. I want to congratulate all the inductees, but I want a special congratulations to our pal, Eddie A. Wake Up Tucson's a talk show, but music, as Adriana said, is a big part of it. And Chris, with your knowledge, and Ed, with your knowledge, it's really, really adds so much to the show, and it's so much fun. So it's well-earned, well-deserved, and I want to congratulate you, and thanks for everything.
Thank you. Thank you for being a friend. Loving every minute of it. Get to play for you guys, so thank you.
I'll sign off and let someone else.
Appreciate it, man. Good friend. Thank
later,
you.
Later, Billy.
Billy number two.
All right. So remember, you can watch the virtual Hall of Fame ceremony, watch Eddie A. go into the Tucson Musicians Hall of Fame. This Saturday evening, go to TucsonMusiciansMuseum.org. Did I get that? And then you go to Facebook or YouTube, and you can watch it live there.
777. With all these, and these other folks who actually are musicians are going to be performing.
Yeah, there'll be performances. We also have personalities. We've got Hannah Titi from Channel 13 doing our mission statement.
Oh.
Priscilla Casper, I believe it is, from Channel 4. And we've got Jonathan Rothschild doing a testimonial, Mark Irvin, and the award-winning journalist, Bud Foster, is going to be our MC.
Awesome.
Absolutely. All right.
That sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
George, I know you got to get going and go do like 1,000 things before Saturday evening.
Yes.
Great seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and have a great event Saturday.
Great. Thank you. Be safe, everybody.
You too, sir.
Don't forget to donate to the Tucson Musicians Museum for TucsonMusiciansMuseum.org website, and that money goes to helping our mentors mentor our children.
Awesome. All right. Good to see you, George.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to work to raise funds so we can help these kids. There's a lot of kids with a lot of talent out there, and that's the next step is to get them in the spotlight and let them feel and learn how this is done from the pros. So that's what the Musicians Museum is all about. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 790-2040. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. On a last chance power drive, I think Bruce says here. Wake up. All right, we got to get going. 8:54 in the morning tomorrow. Big show. Daniel Wood calling in from D.C. He's running against Grijalva, Ryan Larson, David Schweikert. First of our food, two more food days. We got Noble Hops tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Friday, El Taco Rustico. Jose Almanza will
Yay!
Be here, and he's going to spoil the crap out of us.
Excellent.
On Friday. So wear the squishy pants.
I love this job.
The elastic man. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go right to a good friend of the show, Alan Michaels, another radio luminary. Mike, Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Chris DeSimone. And I'm sorry I didn't call you earlier because I just could not get through because of everybody calling in this morning wishing Ed A. the best. And congratulations from a fellow member of the Tucson Musicians Museum.
Exactly. Alan's been in the museum already. He is an honoree, and congratulations.
That's because I'm old.
That's what I said. But I was. But yours they did live, so we got to go to the TCC and really enjoy that one. But we'll do it on Facebook this time. It'll be okay.
You know, you are a legend in this greater Tucson community. And this will definitely cement your legend status forever.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Alan. Good, good friend. And, man, we do those cool oldies. There's nothing like it. And Jim Benarek and all those good guys, Mortimer and all the great guys we all worked with and gals, too.
Yeah, so. Rest in peace to Bill Mortimer. But, I want to give props to Chris DeSimone because you guys are a great team. Chris is the best talk show host we've had in this community since I can remember, and that's the truth.
He's a smart man and a great interviewer.
Very nice of you guys. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, you do an awesome job. And, having Ed A. being the genius that he is behind the microphone just adds to the morning show on The Voice.
This is what happens when Italian Goombas unite. Great, great radio.
But I want to give a congratulations to Ed. Long overdue, well deserved, and I wish it were live in person, but we'll still be there virtually to welcome you to the Tucson Musicians Museum. And props to George Howard because that man makes it happen.
He works hard to make it happen.
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
And he's a great addition to the community.
All right, Alan, thanks for the kind words and have an amazing week.
You too, Chris. Thank you, and congratulations, Ed. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you,
buddy. Appreciate it. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Mary on line four. Mary, you're on with Chris and the honoree, Ed Alexander.
Hi. How are you all
Good
today?
Morning.
Hey.
I'm going to tell a story. Oh, Ed is such a – I've been waiting for this day.
We only have about 97 seconds.
I'm going to go really fast. I used to play by those numbers when I worked at KVOI a long time ago. Ed Alexander was the one that was so listened to when we were in high school. And he was like a celebrity, and we were just so excited. Well, fast forward years later, I'm working at a printer, and in comes Ed Alexander for business cards. And I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was meeting one of the Beatles. I was so excited. And then years later, I got to sit and talk with him, and what an awesome man. And I have been waiting for this because I don't know if people realize just how much history he has in Tucson and how fantastic of a person he is. And I'm just so happy that you're doing this today. And congratulations, Ed. And, it's well-deserved, and you're
awesome. Thank you. We've got good, good times. What can I say? Don't regret any of it. 50 years of rocking and rolling and having a heck of a time playing the music. So thank you.
Mary, thanks for the great
call. All the wonderful people. Yep.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get Ed's daughter on the phone before we run out of time. If you didn't make it, we'll do more tomorrow and embarrass him. Courtney, what's going on, lady? 30 seconds.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hon.
30 seconds. Congratulations, Edo. We love you so much.
Thank you,
dear. Chris and I are here. And I've been trying to get through, too, but the lines have been so busy. So
I had no idea.
Just really, really proud of you, and I can't wait to celebrate on Saturday.
Thank you very much. We'll watch it all together Saturday night at 7 on TucsonMusiciansMuseum.org. And from there, you go to Facebook and the YouTube Live and all that stuff. Thank you, dear. Love you. You make
Love
me very,
you.
Very proud. Love you.
You, too. Love
all
you.
Right. Bye, Court.
Why is it not playing?
Bye, Chris.
I Take care.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow, big show. We got Noble Hops. We have the special agent in charge for the DEA for the Tucson sector. Ryan Larson, David Schweiker, Daniel Wood calling in from D.C. Zach coming up next. Congratulations, Ed Alexander.
Thank you, guys.